tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to Host Highlights. I'm your host, Olivia Gebbery, a.k.a. The Real OG, and tonight I'm highlighting the lovely, the talented Jennifer Leone. I love giving those, like, dramatic introductions. What's going on? Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, I feel like you're on so many shows here at AfterBuzz. You're on WAGS, you're on Life of Kylie, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, yeah. The Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. How did you get your start as a host?
I started off in TV news, okay. So I went to school for broadcast journalism at DePaul, and when I did that, I just decided that I wanted to jump right into TV, and I did NBC for a little bit in Chicago, did packages, cut, edit, did literally everything under the sun, and then I've always known that I wanted to be out here, so I came out here and got a job right away at TMZ. And I was an undercover reporter. I did so much stuff for them. And then after that, I was kind of like, I just really want to do red carpets. So I started hosting red carpets for a company called, Hollywood Live. It was like some little outlet. Mm-hmm. And I did carpets and interviewed bloggers and built a reel. And I did that. And right after that, I had a show on Fox, and that was fun, and I just traveled around and interviewed people.
What?
And then, yeah, so then I did a whole bunch of stuff on my own, and then I found AfterBuzz, and I've always kind of watched AfterBuzz. I saw a few things here and there, and I just decided to finally audition. I put a little reel together and sent it in, and really happy that I did.
Wait, okay, so back it up. I feel like you just gave me so much information at once. So you started in Chicago with Hard News?
Yeah, Hard News.
So you did like news packages, journalism reporting, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when you came here, you got your start at TMZ as an undercover reporter. So what does that exactly mean for TMZ?
Well, I started off as a a day player, so they would hire me day to day, and if you did good, then you would always come back. And I just did things like stock the pantry and just clean the kitchen and just do things that a day player would do, and then if you did a good job, then they'd tell you to come back. So I did that for maybe 4 days, and then they said, we want to send you out to a hotel and talk to some people and get some information. So I did. And I just did really well after that, and yeah, it was a good time.
I feel like that's such an important note, because especially here in LA, you definitely have to start small and work your way up.
So absolutely.
Even things like stocking the pantry, it's like, you better stock the pantry the best that you can. And you never even know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people move out here with the expectation that, oh, I'm going out here to be a host, not realizing that there's a lot of stuff that you have to do beforehand to even get to be in front of a camera or even behind a camera. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And there's no guarantee that you'll be on camera. There's more work behind the camera going on. And if you're willing to put in that work, then usually people notice, because not too many people know that. And when you do, then you're kind of shining above others. So I was always taken into account first before a lot of people were. I made sure that everything was scrubbed super clean and I'm working the hardest. And it was only like 4 days in before I was doing actual like reporting work.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you did the red carpet thing, but tell me a little bit how you build a reel, so to speak.
Sure. I just made sure that I was really well versed in so many different areas. So I would actually cover Hard News by myself, and also I would do like entertainment stuff on the side. I would make sure to find out where red carpets were. I would jump on with my camera. I would look up who had an outlet and reach out and see if they needed a host. I would literally do everything I could online and LinkedIn and just really try to meet everyone that I could so that I could get ahead. And yeah, there's a lot of different people in my reel.
Did you find it helpful to just be reaching out to people in outlets and just basically pitching yourself?
Helpful, yes, but there's more misses than hits.
Yeah,
so
right.
You have to know that it's kind of like in the acting world where a lot of people want to do it. So you just really have to try hard and kind of don't take no for an answer, but at the same time, you know who the good people are, who mm-hmm. the bad people are, and stay on track.
I think respectively persistent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you definitely
for sure.
have to keep trying because there are a lot more no's than there are yeses, but there are some yeses mixed in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Of
so
course.
You're a big red carpet reporter. I've actually done a red carpet side by side with you for
yeah.
After Buzz and Black Hollywood Live. What would you say was like the best carpet that you've done so far?
Oh, the best carpet. I really, really liked Maxim this past year at Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
That was so much fun because everyone was just dressed up and having a good time. The interviews were just really fluid. Everyone just had fun and just wanted to talk about everything and their costumes. And it was a really good place to have a lot of big conversations.
Yeah, and that party's iconic, first of all.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody knows about it. So to be able to be there and be on the red carpet is awesome.
Yeah, it totally is.
So you do, I noticed you do a lot of reality television
yeah.
after shows. Is that like your niche? Do you prefer reality or is that just how it is?
You know, I actually love all TV. I love it so much. I love murder mysteries. I love literally everything. I love murder stuff. So like dark. I love that. But I feel that if you're going to host a show and you're going to talk to people about it, I would want to do something fun and nothing that seems like work
mm-hmm.
Or anything too intense, because I get really deep into things and I get very like conspiracy theorist with everything. And actually I was told that I have conspiracy theories, like ideas when it comes to like Housewives. I'm like, she's doing this on purpose.
Oh my
gosh. So I just like, I don't know, I just like to have fun with my ideas. So
yeah.
I feel that reality is the best way to like express that.
Yeah, no, I think it's fun to be on, like, a lighthearted show like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was told that you're actually a media coach as well.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to be a media coach? Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I started off doing social media coaching.
Okay.
So reaching people even into the millions on followers, getting people's likes and views up, knowing the algorithms as they change. So I started doing that, also teaching young girls what to do and what not to do when it comes to reporting. I just feel that a lot of times there's people who like to take advantage of a lot of women. So I've been on that side. So I feel that I'm helping a lot of girls, especially when they reach out to me via LinkedIn. That's kind of how it all started. A lot of girls would see that I worked at TMZ or I did so many different red carpets. I worked at E.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for all these different places that a lot of people look up to. So when we go have lunch and we go have coffee, I want to sit down and tell them these things. And I realized that so many girls had the same issues. So many girls have the same questions. So I felt that I just needed to put it all together and teach. And I've been teaching girls now for about like 8 months.
Oh, wow.
Just specifically to a curriculum type thing. I feel that when there's a lot of people who have the same type of questions, then it's like, okay, then there's something to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I teach companies how to speak to the media because I've been on that side of it where I know how reporters write their stories. I know when people go to court. I was a court producer too, so I would go to court for TMZ and mm-hmm. I would look for documents, look for stories, and also I would interview people right when they got out of court. So I know kind of the angles that they go for. So mm-hmm. I like to help people, even if they're police officers or, you know, small business owners and they're in trouble. It could really make or break your business knowing how to speak to the media. So
mm-hmm.
I help them and also girls who want to be on the red carpet.
What do you think is like one of the most common questions that girls come to you with?
Well, How do you get started?
Really?
Is one big thing. And also, they do ask a lot about sleeping with people because it's brought up a lot. It's brought up way too much. And, yeah.
So what do you mean by that, though? Like, they ask about...
Do you have to? Yeah, and absolutely not. But it is approached way more than it should be,
mm-hmm.
and it should also be addressed in a certain way. I think that girls, especially if it's a company like E! News, or if it's a company like, Access Hollywood, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. I think that you need to go about it a certain way. But then there's people who have private companies on their own mm-hmm. who, you know, target women who want to go to E! News, and they'll be like, oh, you can get there, but you have to get through me first.
Right.
You know, or cameramen who will try to do that. Editors, a lot of editors. I actually got one last week where an editor tried to do something, and I said, really? You're going to try this? And you can report them when they actually work for a legitimate company. But when they don't work for a legitimate company, it's like you feel that, you know, this is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it happens way too often. Even professors will try it with their students.
That's unfortunate. I mean, that's of course what everyone's dealing with now, or everyone's aware of it now with, you know, this whole Harvey Weinstein and all these other stories that are surfacing from that. So I'm not surprised that, you know, that's a common question, because a lot of people probably do feel like they have to do that in order to get to the top.
And a lot of girls do. And it's super sad. And it's one of those things where I've known girls to do that. And then they're, I mean, it's a small town. Everyone knows. And you don't really get very far.
Right.
So I like to use those people as examples, and they come in and they talk about it. And and it's one of those things where you just have to be careful and know how to handle a situation and stand on your own two feet.
So are these sessions typically one-on-one where you coach the girls, or do you hold like classes or seminars?
I've been doing one-on-ones, but now I'm going into the seminar thing where I want to teach a big group of girls, or even men at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it covers anything from makeup, how to do on-camera makeup, mm-hmm. skincare, how to take care of yourself, moving into where you want to go in the hosting world, journalism, all of the above. So just do massive seminars into one so that I can mm-hmm. fully help people and for them to be well-rounded.
Yeah. Did you ever think that you would end up teaching and mentoring like you are?
No, not at all. No.
That's kind of awesome, though, because I feel like there are so many people that are just dying to know how to even get their foot in the door. And that's why I love doing these host highlights, because I love just talking to other hosts and be like, okay, what are you doing? Oh, well, how did you do that? And even I learn from these, so it's really helpful. Yeah. All right, can you give a little secret away? Like, what is something you would typically say to a girl who's like, hey, I have no idea where to start. I just want to get my foot in the door. I want to be in front of the camera. What do I do?
Well, why do you want to be in front of the camera is the first question.
Okay.
Because most of the time, they're actresses who want to figure out a way around being an actress and get into the door another way.
Okay.
You know? So if that's the case, then that's a whole other story. If someone says, I really want to be a TV host, journalist, I want to work in entertainment news, mm-hmm. then that's an entirely different story. You know, have they gone to school? What's their background? And then it's totally customized to them and how everyone's path is so different. So everyone can make it. There's just, you know, a formula to everyone.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You have to figure out, like, what they're good at, what they're capable of.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about this industry in particular, I think, is like, if you want to be an accountant, you go to college, you do that, you know, it's sort of like a formula, but here there's no really one way to do it. You just sort of have to figure it out.
Yeah. And everyone makes it in their own different way.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And now I'm doing YouTube, and I'll be telling people the big, more general things through there. So, like the makeup stuff, the skincare stuff, you know, things that I would rather do on a YouTube channel and then just hand it to the girls and say, here.
That's a really good idea. So, and I mean, that's another, I feel like that's even something to note to other hosts, that it's like, okay, I'm really good at teaching, I'm really good at giving advice, I'm really good at coaching, and I'm also really good at hosting. So how can I make these two worlds collide? And then boom, you know, you have YouTube at, like, just right there ready for you to use. I feel like that's a great use of your skills.
Thank you.
I'm
trying.
So what's the name of your YouTube channel? Is it up yet?
It's called Thrive and Dive. It is going to be posted. It's up, but my first video is going to be posted this weekend.
Okay.
I just have to fix a little graphic and then it'll be up.
Thrive and Dive. And then are they going to be weekly, monthly, weekly?
Weekly, yeah, okay, weekly. Great. Just everything under the sun, and also diving into spirituality. I do that also. And
well, what do you mean you do spirituality also?
Well, I do readings for people. I do lots of different things for people and guiding them, and also do astro charts and things with crystals and all that fun stuff, and people are starting to get into that now. So yeah. And I know it's totally different from news, and it's like the opposite of, you know, being in hard news, but I've always done it. So it just was second nature to me, and mm-hmm. I didn't even realize how many people are really looking for it.
Oh, even I think especially in LA, like,
yeah.
But now that you see more and more public figures getting into it, it's more encouraging for other people, but that would be great because I don't know a lot about it. I'm sure a lot of people are so confused by it. So to have someone like lay it all out and explain it is key.
Yeah, just a little, just 101. Mm-hmm. And I was on my friend's YouTube channel, and she has this massive following who they all just came to my page and asked me all these questions. And really? They were all genuine people who just needed help and mm-hmm. guidance. And I mean, if it's in front of me, then I'm going to help them.
Yeah, so. That's so funny. Probably something you didn't expect.
Did not expect it at all.
When you could do, when you could help people and do something that you truly like and then make it into a career, like,
yeah,
that's
exactly,
amazing.
Exactly.
So I'm going to keep an eye out for your page, as I'm sure everybody else is. But are you working on anything else aside from your coaching and YouTube that you want to give a little plug?
At the moment, I'm doing that. I also have videos up on the Doc Docs. It's a documentary series where it's just little documentaries about, we just did Bitcoin. I told everyone to get on Bitcoin years ago. No one listened to me. Everyone get on Amazon now. I'm telling you, buy the stock. I'm good at that kind of stuff.
Doc Docs.
So it's D-O-C-D-O-C-S.
Okay.
So Doc Docs. And I'll be on my YouTube channel. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Okay. Do you have an Instagram?
I do. It's J.Leone TV.
Got it.
Just to keep it shorter.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Jennifer's really long, so I just did the J period.
You know? Okay, well, thank you for joining me tonight. I'm so excited to check out all your stuff. I can't wait to learn. I know everybody else cannot wait to learn, so we'll support you on that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for tuning in again for another week. Again, I'm your host, Olivia Gabri. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @TheReal_O_G, and I'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.